What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Yes, sir. Although I got to tell you, I'm in the mood for chips. Now
that's how you start a show.
Chips and flowers, baby. Chips and flowers.
Yeah.
And Janis Joplin and Mamas and the Papas. And
yeah. Champion chips.
Oh, God.
Ready to roll on this Friday. I am in for Reggie, but the rest of the gang still here nonetheless. John Lopez and Figgy Fig, who, by the way, Figgy, the first time I met you, I thought you'd be taller, too.
Oh, man. That's the fourth time I heard that this week.
Yeah, that's known as a callback.
Salute to my cleaning lady.
It's a compliment. Well, it's like a backhanded compliment.
It is a backhanded.
It's like when people say you outkicked your coverage.
Yeah.
They're kind of putting you down. Anyways, we're here for the next 4 hours. You can join the conversation by calling or texting 713-572-4610.
Yes. Zero.
Yeah, that's right. Zero.
It's okay to use it phone numbers. It's when you say scores. People are like, they're winning 14-0.
But no, it's a number. That means 14. It's zero.
572-461-0.
There was always thing in broadcasting. They said you could, if a team had zero, don't say, or if it's a 0-0 game, you're not supposed to say no score because that is the score. You know, like we go to the third inning, score in this game.
Yeah.
No, 0-0 is the score. So that's.
I like that.
Yeah, people, when they nitpick broadcasters, they always point that out. You can also get in touch with us on the YouTube and Twitch streams. Actually, that's a perfect segue unintentionally into last night's Astros game because, well, the Astros scored zero. They lost, in case you're just turning on the radio, Astros lost to the Rangers last night 1-0 to open that series in a great pitcher's duel. And I think there's a few things, few directions we can go with just that one game last night or what we've seen from the Astros recently. But I do want to start with this. Could I make the case, and feel free to tell me if I'm wrong, I don't think it happens in other sports, but since baseball is so long, you can get it in baseball where even though the Astros lost on the scoreboard last night, I still came away. I know it's to the Rangers. I know they got shut out. I came away last night feeling like that was still a win because – to me, that was the earning the stripes moment for Hunter Brown, where he has solidified himself now as that true ace, the bulldog that you want to have the ball in the elimination game and the big series in September, whatever it is. And he has graduated now. Last night, I think, was like that last step where he's graduated to that guy now that you feel comfortable with the ace on the staff.
Well, I think that's fair because there's so many good, like every loss is bad, but some are not as bad as others, you know, and that was one. Goes eight innings. I've been saying for a couple of weeks now. I mean, he's the ace. He's the guy. But you're right. I mean, the, you know, sort of solidifying that whole thing. As much as I agree with that, I also feel there's last night was sort of a, ooh, you know, kind of like you could have with just a few things going different. Mm-hmm. You could. Jacob DeGrom was just unreal as well. But my thing on your point, I don't even, I mean, I just acknowledge that Hunter Brown is going to go 6, 7, 8 innings every time out. He's that guy. He's becoming like back in the day whenever, let's just pick a good, you know, Verlander was starting. You bought tickets to watch mm-hmm. Verlander. You are buying tickets to watch Hunter Brown now. I know I am. I mean that's what he is, and that's what you're talking about. However, the one thing that I kind of sort of analyzing the game, Yordan would have made a huge difference in that game. Just having him in the lineup would have made an enormous difference. They didn't have a left-handed bat against Jacob DeGrom.
Yeah.
Even just and how about the late innings in a 1-0 game? Presuming everything else goes normal, you know, as it did, and then Yordan steps up in the 7th or 8th inning, that changes the whole dynamic. So Yordan, you know, as much as they're saying, well, any day now, or you know, whatever, he's getting close. I think is the line that they use.
Yeah,
that would have been if he had come off when he was supposed to come off on the 13th, and been in that game. I think it changes everything.
Yeah, I'm with you 100%. Even end of you make it so much easier mm-hmm. on the opposing manager when it's just all righties.
Yeah,
and then he looks at his bullpen and he's like, okay. Which reliever should we go to? Well, pick one of our righties because all they have are righties. And the last time I was in with you was right before opening day, and we were talking about what the opening day roster would look like. And I mentioned it at the time that I don't get this roster construction where even with a healthy,
you did,
Yordan,
I remember, yeah.
There's all righties. We have no lefties in this lineup. So you make it a lot easier for a guy like DeGrom last night, who, when you look at the splits, like most pitchers, is mm-hmm. obviously a lot better against righties than lefties. But because of that, and a few, that was such a frustrating game, even though you feel great about the pitching performance. Mm-hmm. You lose 1-0. It's a classic pitcher's duel. But if you look at some of those advanced metrics, the Astros had like 9 of the 13 hardest hit balls last night. There were so many close calls, and they just couldn't get one of those hits to fall in, or couldn't get a clutch 2-out hit to get you know, to scratch across a run.
But that's what they've been, and that leads to my other point. Again, sort of just like looking at that particular game. Yordan, I was like, man, had he been healthy? Now, I know you can't put him out there if he's not healthy, but they've been sort of pulling our string here on, you know, he's getting close and all that. That's number one. Number two, and I don't know how you feel about this. I think there are certain games and certain teams, really, if you want to extend it to how the Astros are hitting over the course of the season, you got to switch who you are and play a little more small ball.
Mm-hmm.
Like last night had small ball written all over it. Like just scratch out a hit, you know, lean into a pitch, for God's sake, something, and just create some kind of traffic, bunt, you know, sacrifice, hit and run. We all know all the details of small ball because you're nothing but right-handed hitters. You know, if you square around or if you do something like that, you create some pressure on DeGrom. Maybe they start thinking differently in terms of how they're, you know, how long they're going to use him. So I think it was a small they should have gone more small ball yesterday.
I agree. Yeah, I agree with that point too. Mm-hmm. I am old school in the sense of I like that. I wish there were more bunts in baseball nowadays. I know they've tried to bring back the steal and they have done so. I wish there were more hit and runs. And when you are facing someone like DeGrom, you know you got it's going to be tough to scratch across any runs. And as we saw last night, it might only take a run or two to win the game.
Yeah.
So you got to do whatever you can to try to get that run, and then also put pressure on.
That's
Jacob
what I'm
DeGrom.
Talking
yeah.
about. Yeah, right. Just create that traffic, make him get mm-hmm. into the stretch, make him, you know. And he gave up 7 hits, I think DeGrom did, but they were all
scattered
around.
Singles.
But all of a sudden, you were making some contact, little hit and run action or whatever. And then the other reason is the Astros; they've been hot lately, relatively, you know, compared to the rest of the season. But they still rank 26th in the entire MLB. In extra base percentage. You mentioned it. They weren't getting the extra base hits, mm-hmm. you know, so you've got to do something a little different. That was one that got away, and you got a tip cap, obviously. There's a term. I like that one too. To both pitchers, but it was one that felt like you could have easily had.
For sure, which made it frustrating. And my other concern with the lineup, and we kind of saw it last night, is, look, Jake Meyers is having a really good season. I don't know. Do you trust Jake at this point? He was up with 2 on, 2 out. I think it was the 3rd inning, and he struck out on 3 pitches and went down looking at a fastball that had a lot of plate coverage.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just like, oh, okay, you know, like he's having a good year, but still, bottom of the 9th, is Jake Meyer still the guy you want to come up to the plate? I referenced this in the notes, you know, and we discussed it a little bit, but like Jeremy Payne is having a great year, no doubt. But if you go back to this point last year, he had almost identical numbers, and then we know how he finished the season. So is he a guy that you – that's still my question with this lineup, especially with Yordan out and Altuve struggling right now, is maybe I just haven't seen enough to believe in it, but I still have trouble feeling like Pena, Jake Myers, these are the guys that can carry this lineup right now.
No, I you know, we've talked about that here and there, and the thought did cross my mind last night as well. But I feel Jake Myers has done enough. How many games are we into the season now? 40?
About 45?
Yeah, right? Something like that. He's done, like, and we brought it up yesterday, maybe he's just having one of those years. I the thought crossed my mind, but given where they are, the lack of extra base hits, how hot he's been, I really didn't have a problem with him staying in. And by the way, Lance McCullers against Nathan Eovaldi today, that's going to be interesting to see how he responds.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner, and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
It sure is. Because Nathan Eovaldi, I know he's on the Rangers. We shouldn't say anything good about Ranger players, but I'm a big Nathan Eovaldi fan. He's had Tommy John surgery like three times, and he keeps coming back better. The dude is rocks. He's been great in the playoffs. I think he can hold up his end of the bargain for another pitcher's duel tonight. Mm-hmm. I don't know if we're going to get it from the Astros side. I'm very concerned about Lance McCullers and tonight. What should be reasonable expectations? I feel like each start's gotten tougher for him, right? You start with the White Sox, mm-hmm. then you go to the Reds. Now you go to the Rangers on the road. What should be reasonable expectations? Like, what do you expect to see from McCullers, or what do you hope to see from him tonight?
Well, just to be honest, I don't know what to expect.
Yeah.
I have no idea what to expect with Lance McCullers. I don't want him to go more than five innings. So good thing Hunter Brown went, you know, pretty deep yesterday, because after, you know, he's still just coming back, struggled, obviously, as we know, mightily at home, but was okay in his first start. So I just want, just give me five innings. You know, it's kind of like we talked about with the rookie that came up the other day. But anyway, just give me four innings. This is what I was telling. He gave you four. I just want five out of McCullers and just keep it close. Two runs, six hits. I'll take that from McCullers.
Say he struggles again tonight. Maybe not quite the disaster that was the Cincinnati start, but I don't know. Say he goes three innings, allows five runs, something like that, four runs.
Yeah.
Where are you with the McCullers, like the leash on him? How many starts should the Astros afford to him before you realize, like, you know what? He's been out 3 years. Just maybe this is the end of the rope. It's not going to work anymore.
I don't know if we're there, but I think you start having conversations about, you know, what should we do with him?
Mm-hmm.
You know, you got the 6-man rotation. You have other, you know, possibilities. I know you're not a big fan of the 6-man rotation.
No, hate it.
Sometimes I think it commands in today's baseball world. I mean, it's not old school anymore. It commands to having more than five. But I think you got options, and certainly it would be problematic because of all these things that are happening and pitchers going down. You know, Arrigetti. Shout out to Hayden Wesneski, by the way. Thoughts and prayers. We'll get to that. that was quite the bombshell last night during the broadcast. Pitchers hurt. You really need someone, and you need someone like Lance McCullers, who has that veteran experience, to step up.
Yeah, I've ranted about this on Area 45 already, about the 6-man rotation. I get it if it's just for the 17-game stretch.
Mm-hmm.
But after watching, again, Hunter Brown just was excellent last night, and we're taking starts away from him instead to make spots for Lance McCullers right mm-hmm. now. And not only that, but, you know, like you mentioned, Colton Gordon. Like, we're creating spots in the rotation for these guys where I don't think they're deserving of a spot.
Mm-hmm.
And in turn, taking away a few starts from Hunter Brown, where that's the type of guy, and like you referenced, I'm old. Baseball's different nowadays. Mm-hmm. I am old school, but I want Hunter Brown on the mound as often as possible. Every 5 games, give that guy the baseball because you should win those starts.
No, I'm with you in theory. I just know, I guess I'm just sort of accepting of what they do now.
Yeah.
But I'm with you in theory. And by the way, Hunter Brown isn't a baby anymore. He can handle it. You know, he's a big boy. You know, I'm sure he wants it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure he wants to go out there every fifth day. And the other thing that might be a factor here, in case they're thinking about maybe, you know, tapering back that 6-man rotation, Fromber's been pretty good the last couple of outings too.
Yeah.
So you got two guys there that maybe you want to give the ball to rather than an uncertain Lance McCullers or whomever it might be.
Right. If you had 6 quality starters, I get it. Let's do it.
Yeah.
But right now you're creating spots for a rookie call-up and for Lance McCullers, which, you know, that it's a discussion that has passed, but I always said he was better served in the bullpen than being mm-hmm. a starter. That ship has sailed. On the text line, Ocho says, that loss last night really feels like 2 because McCullers pitches tonight against Eovaldi. That's a fair point.
Well, see, that's the point that I was trying to make. He put it better than I did. You know, you have to have 5 innings. You have to have McCullers. Because if it blows up, then all of a sudden, saving the bullpen is almost useless. You know, if he gives up 5 runs, it's to your point, if he gives up 5 runs in 3 innings, well, then what the hell did we save the bullpen for last night? Because we're going to be down, more than likely, you know?
In regards to McCullers, Ocho also said, and I thought this was about me at first, Luke, I expect what he always gives us, a laborious, annoying nitpicking. I thought, oh boy, mm-hmm. this guy's not a fan of me. And then he says 3 innings on 90 pitches. And I realized, oh, okay, so he's talking about McCullers.
Yeah.
So expectations are low.
Mm-hmm.
In regards to that performance last night, I know Sean had this morning. I saw it as well. But since pitches were first tracked in 1988, last night's game is the only Major League Baseball game where both starters went at least 8 innings, allowed no more than 1 run, struck out at least 7 batters, and threw fewer than 100 pitches.
Mm-hmm.
I'm an old school guy. I assume you're an old school baseball guy.
I put that right at the top of my notes.
Do you like
Love it.
An old-fashioned pitcher's duel like that?
See, I think pitcher's duels are created differently. Sometimes it's 0-0, and it's kind of like several mm-hmm. different pitchers and a lot of hard-hit balls and a lot of hard contact, and it's just good defense or whatever, you know, missed opportunities. That's not a pitcher's duel to me. Last night was a pitcher's duel. Last night was, I mean, filth. There's another term. How do you feel about that?
I like that.
I like filth. I like
that's a good term.
That pitch was filthy.
Last night was filthy on both sides.
Actually, I really like that term.
I
after you said it like
yeah.
that, thing.
Yeah.
When you call a pitch filthy,
yeah.
That's a nice phrase. Put that on the good side. To put a bow on all this, I thought back to, like, I grew up in the Northeast. There's a famous game from 2000 in the month of May as well. It was Sunday Night Baseball. It was Roger Clemens against Pedro Martinez, Yankees Red Sox. And the Red Sox won 2-0 on a 9th inning home run from Trot Nixon, similar to, I know it wasn't the 9th inning, but similar to the Rangers last night. But why I compare it is because it was the first time Pedro faced Clemens. And Clemens was 37 years old, just like DeGrom is 37 years old. And Pedro already had a Cy Young, but he was 28, so he was just 2 years older than Hunter Brown. Mm-hmm. And that was like a changing of the guard where Pedro out-dueled Clemens. The Red Sox win, and you think, like, okay.
Yeah.
Clemens is obviously an all-time great, but Pedro was the guy to mess with. And when I watched that game last night, even though he lost, I thought Hunter Brown outdueled DeGrom, and I thought DeGrom has the great career, no doubt.
Mm-hmm.
Probably a Hall of, I would say Hall of Famer. You know, injuries have played in, but now Hunter Brown, first time facing DeGrom, he puts that performance together last night. I'm not going to call him Pedro Martinez, but just that feeling of, okay, like here's the new star. Yeah, here's the new star pitcher.
Yeah, he absolutely is.
It's just too bad they couldn't get him any run support last night. We'll talk more about the Astros as we go, but when we come back, is the AFC South being slept on? Could the AFC South this year actually be like the NFC North last year? Might sound ridiculous, but I'll explain it when we come back. It's In the Loop.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.